Multinational corporation General Electric has announced that it's moving its global headquarters from Fairfield, Connecticut to Boston. GE's chairman and CEO Jeff Immelt says Boston has a diverse, tech-savvy workforce that fits with the company's new direction. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports that Connecticut politicians are disappointed by the loss.
Several states had been competing to lure GE from Fairfield since June. That's when the company announced that it might move because it was unhappy about tax proposals in the Connecticut legislature. State Representative John Fry of Ridgefield is the Republican House Minority Whip. Fry says he fought to keep GE in Connecticut, and he believes GE's departure will be, quote, cataclysmic.
They pay $100 million a year in payroll taxes, which would indicate the amount of payroll that they have here. Their philanthropic giving is huge. They're the largest taxpayer to the town of Fairfield.
GE currently employs 5,700 people in Connecticut and 800 people at its global headquarters in Fairfield. The company says it plans to move 200 of those corporate jobs to Boston. Speaking at Pegasus Manufacturing in Middletown, Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy told the press that GE's move is a loss.
Of course, I'm disappointed. I know many in Connecticut share the disappointment and frustration. Today's decision is a clear signal that Connecticut must continue to adapt to changing business climate.
Malloy said on Wednesday that he offered GE, quote, a lot of incentives to stay. He didn't elaborate further. Malloy did say that GE told him it plans to keep current contracts with Connecticut manufacturing suppliers, including Pegasus. Pegasus makes aircraft engine parts for GE. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.